Let's move on to sorting an array. In this problem, we're going to challenge you to implement a counting sort. A counting sort uses the key values as indices for a second array that will then determine the positions for our final sorted array. Now, the only caveat for the counting sort is that it assumes a known finite range of numbers because it operates in O of n plus k time, where k is the range of those numbers. Let's use this array as an example, where I know that my array is populated by a random number generator where the integers are from 0 to 6 inclusive. So knowing this and knowing the range of the possible integers, I'm going to create my counting array with indices from 0 all the way to 6. This counting array is going to count the number of instances each value shows up in my array. So I'm going to start off by populating that counting array with zeros. Looking at the very first index in my array, I find the value 3. So I go to index 3 of my counting array and I increment that to 1. Going to the next value, I have 6 in my array. So I go to index 6 in my counting array, that value then becomes 1. Going to the next value in my original array, I have the number 1. Going to index 1, I increment that. So far, I have found 1, 1, 1, 3, and 1, 6. Now, incrementing to index 3 of my original array, I find the value 1 yet again. This is all right. All I have to do is go to index 1 and increment that value to 2. Moving on, I have the value 3. I go to index 3, increment that, and there I have a complete count of how many times each integer shows up. I have 2 integers with value 1, 2 integers with value 3, and 1 integer from value 6. From there, your job is to figure out how to take the counting array and map that back onto your original array so that it becomes sorted in order from smallest to largest integer. My name is Zamyla, and this was Sort.